The role of a development director is vitally important to an organization like the Albany Symphony Orchestra. The ASO's development director, Rachel Jason, is here to tell us about her many duties and about her work for this program tonight.
Yeah, when Rachel isn't here with us at MPAC, she's working to develop and implement a strategic plan to raise vital funds for the ASO in a cost-effective and time-efficient manner.
Well, but for this, she has to put all this together and figure out all the cool things that happened, and not just revenue, but special events and things that get us engaged as a community. So it's a pleasure to welcome Rachel Jason to the roundtable this morning. Rachel, hello.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
And it's a delight to have you. And David Alan Miller continues to be with us this morning. So thank you for sticking
thank
around.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate
Happy
it.
To hang around, especially with my good friend Rachel.
So Rachel, this is a tough job you have, because basically no Rachel, no Albany Symphony. You have to raise the money that is necessary to have this, right?
Well, it's certainly not a one-person job. David does a magnificent job helping us to get support from the community and to continue to bring in friends and family, really, to the Albany Symphony.
As do all of our board members, who are an incredible group, who obviously, as not-for-profit institution boards always do, serve completely without remuneration, like your board.
Well, of course.
And they are incredibly involved and committed and do a lot of the work of reaching out to help support the institution.
Well, now that you mention that, David Alan Miller and Rachel, I have a question about that, and that is I once went to a symposium on how to raise money out in the Berkshires. And
what was the secret?
That's right. And a guy stands up, and he says, for board members, you either got to give, get, or get off, which made me angry, and I took him on at that. And I was the least popular person there, having seemed to be insulting this fellow who had once been the head of a major television network, shall we just say. But, I always thought that there were people who could serve on boards without giving or getting. They just might have something to give. You're frowning, David. Does that mean you don't believe
well,
that?
Far be it from me to take you on, Dr. Chartok.
No, you said,
but they might have something to give. I mean, it may not be financial. It might be giving of their time, giving of their connections, giving of some expertise they have. But that's certainly a form of giving, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Rachel, so tell us what we can learn from you about how to do this.
One of the most important things that we've done with our board members is to continue to engage them at a deeper level. And so their community service, specifically on the committee level, has gotten them further involved with the organization and ultimately more excited about our mission.
So we have committees?
And our goals. Yes, yes, many.
We even have a programming.
We have to work on that.
We even have a programming committee. It's really
committee.
Exciting.
Committee.
We love them.
What?
We love our committees.
So all of this is getting the word out. So let us go to the microcosm and say this festival and how you help bring the community together and what you're trying to do.
Definitely. So the theme of the festival is migrations, and we have done a project that is inspired by Clint Needham's piece, We're All From Somewhere Else. And that project has involved not only our board members, but also musicians and students and our subscribers. So we've reached out to all of these various constituents and asked them to tell us their We're All From Somewhere Else story. And so we've received some really unique tales that have told of how people ended up in the Albany area, or how they ended up becoming an Albany Symphony subscriber or patron. And then even more interesting are the stories about how people ended up becoming a lover of classical music. And so we've gotten to interact with all of our patrons on a really deep and unique level through this project.
Well, that must be fascinating.
Yeah, right. But how do you, I mean, not to be crass, but how do you monetize all of that?
How do you monetize that? and are those, we're going to see those, or those are?
So all of the projects will be displayed.
They have committees, but David doesn't go to the meetings, apparently.
I do, except for yesterday I had to miss the meeting because I was working.
David did call in, though, from rehearsal to the board meeting.
Yes. That's good.
Yes. So all of the projects will be displayed in the lobby at MPAC. So they will be available for the Dogs of Desire concert as well as the American Music Festival on Saturday evening. And so we're excited to have people interact with these stories in a dynamic and visual fashion.
And just to follow up on the question, you know, people give because they're engaged. I think that's what Rachel really understands and works on. It's not a matter of going around asking people for money. That's maybe, I don't want to say the easy part. So that's the final part.
So the secret is finding something that they're passionate about.
It's connecting people to who we are and what we do and finding the people who really care about it, because those people are always willing to support.
How do you find them?
Well, you just like you find them because you know they're out there listening on the radio, we find them principally because we hopefully know who's in our audience. Mm-hmm. And those people who come regularly and show their support that way are obviously people who are vested in what we do and are following us on the journey. So finding ways to engage those people in lots of different ways, like this project Rachel just described, is just part of building the community.
So, Rachel, this has to be a very hard job. I mean, I wouldn't want it. You have to go out and you...
You have to go. Well, no one offered it to you.
He has it, but he doesn't.
You have to go out and you have to find these people, and they have to, you know, and you have to ask. Is doing the ask hard? I mean, when you're sitting across from somebody who's got some bucks, is that hard to do?
You know, it's funny because when I was speaking with one of my mentors who has worked with some really eminent philanthropists, he had a fun way of thinking about fundraisers, which is that you are an adrenaline junkie, essentially, because there is no fundraiser who can sit down at a table and not have a little bit of a rush before they're asking for
an amount. Or fear, abject, downright fear.
I don't think that fear is a part of it. I think the biggest thing is that the people who are good in this field are those who are really passionate and committed to the mission of the organization. Yeah. And so they're sharing that passion and inviting others in to be devoted to that same commitment. And ultimately, I think that that's what fuels not only the work, but also inspires others to come into that offer.
Gotcha.
Rachel Jason is the development director for the Albany Symphony Orchestra. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you. Again, you can find out more information by going to albanysymphony.org, albanysymphony.com. I was just, albanysymphony.com. And David, thank you very much for being with us.
Great
as well.
Thing,
I assume you
thank
have to go
you
work.
For, and, I think I best.
Okay, all right.
I have to go to work.
If you want to
I
stop
have to go,
by.
I have to go sit with the three composers we just met and make sure I know how their pieces go. I mean, I think I do.
Sure.
But thank you both so much for spending the day with us. We really appreciate that.
It's
Sarah,
always,
the producer,
very
thank
nice
you.
Spending time with you. Thank
it's
you.
Great to have
we'll
you
be back for another 2 hours here at MPAC and the ASO after this.